In other news, Wisconsin is one of just 10 states where marijuana is illegal for both medical and recreational use. But since 2018, a federal loophole allowed cannabis products to become an industry worth millions of dollars in the state. That is, until the federal government closed the legal loophole at the end of the government shutdown. Here and Now student journalist Elijah Pines tells us how business owners are scrambling before the ban takes effect in November.
We were still planning on growing. We were actually already making adjustments for next year.
Joni and Jeff Sayers were among the first hemp farmers in Wisconsin after the 2018 Farm Bill made hemp legal to grow for industrial use. A technical loophole in the bill invited a new kind of industry to take hold.
A small farm, sustainable crop that would be great to grow.
For the past 7 years, the pair have been growing hemp and making it into products containing THC, the chemical that causes a high. They sell gummies, lip balms, tinctures, and topicals at the farmer's market. They just finished this year's harvest and were about to board a plane when they heard the news. The bill that ended the government shutdown closed the hemp loophole and will soon make their products illegal.
Devastated, right? I mean, it was just, had the wind knocked out of us for a minute. But our first thought was, well, we live, eat, and breathe hemp. This is our life.
The 2018 Farm Bill defined hemp as a cannabis plant having less than 0.3% of Delta-9 THC, a specific kind of THC. Since then, Delta-9 derivatives have blossomed into an industry worth billions. The new stricter rules effectively ban all forms of THC for consumption.
We upgraded two more new greenhouses last year, and we were debating whether we should do it this year, but I think everything at this point will probably be on hold for a few months.
In Wisconsin, it's estimated hemp is a $700 million industry, providing 3,500 jobs. Businesses like Hemp Haven Farms are now on a one-year countdown before their THC goods are banned and have to figure out what to do next.
We sell our farm?
I was considering myself semi-retired. Obviously, I have to take myself out of retirement to go back into building and home, remodeling.
Hemp has also expanded into other industries in Wisconsin. Eagle Park has been a staple of Milwaukee's brewing scene for years. In 2023, the company's president, Max Borgart, and his partners decided to make the jump to THC drinks.
We've always been pro THC in all industries, and we had our customers start asking and, figuring out, are we going to jump into this industry? And it made sense for us to do it at that time.
THC drinks are now a significant chunk of their profit.
It ends up being, I think, like 16% this year, but it's nowhere. When we started out, it was a very small percentage. But I think the thing is, it's growing like crazy. It's growing so fast.
The provision to ban hemp was slipped into the bill that ended the government shutdown. It happened so fast, not everyone heard about it.
But we thought, no, that won't happen. But not on this federal level, no.
And
no forewarning.
We also didn't have any idea that it was something that they were going to attach to this, reopening and funding the government bill. But here it is.
It's billions of dollars on the line, and the public didn't know, the companies didn't know, and they did it within 2 days. So when it went through the Senate, it immediately went to the House, and that window was 2 days. There's not enough time to react and not enough time to do anything.
With the new year coming, Borgart has to figure out what to do if the ban sticks.
Next year could have been an incredible year for us just because how the segment has been doing.
Critics consider products with under 0.3% levels of THC to effectively be legal marijuana. In Wisconsin, hemp products are unregulated.
The opportunity for states and the federal government to make tax revenue, they can tax it. I mean, we're taxed on the alcohol that we produce and the spirits that we produce. There's an excise tax on those. We welcome an excise tax if that's what needs to happen to have regulation in place.
We are opposed to a ban, obviously. Regulation is good, right? There should be an age restriction. There should be truth and accuracy in labeling.
The Sayers worry when everything hemp is off the table, it becomes under the table.
If this happens, the black market will grow. So that is unregulated. So I worry about the safety of products that might be out there that are unregulated.
Both Hemp Haven and Eagle Park have their products tested by labs and sell only to those over 21. Prior to the federal ban, state lawmakers proposed their own bill to close the loophole. Other bills would legalize and regulate THC and hemp. But without new state laws on the books, in 1 year the federal ban will take effect. For Wisconsin, time is running out for hemp.
I'll tell you, I had about three times the online orders this week than I normally do. People are panicking, I'm sure.
Reporting from Deerfield, I'm Elijah Pines for Here and Now.